Our Thursday Sports Talk conversation with former Duck Jeff Mail, brought to you by Mace Financial, your source for life and health insurance and employee benefits. Check them out online, macefinancial.com. So, Jeff, it dawned on me as I was getting ready to talk to you. This is probably the first time since you were in, elementary or middle school, you haven't prepared a summer for a football season. What kind of adjustment was that for you personally?
Oh, man, you know, it's been different, you know, but it's made me especially appreciate the Oregon fan base and how great they are. I was joking with people this past week. I think it was the first football game that I've sat in the stands since high school. So it's been that long since I haven't been playing on the weekend when football season was going on. So, you know, it's a different experience, but I'm really enjoying it. And like I said, being able to get into the community and understand really what Oregon football is about and how much people love it, it's been truly awesome. So
now, obviously, as a receiver, you're aware of the cornerbacks. And, you know, if you think about the rough ride last year as part of a season-long struggle by the defense, but in Game 1, Ugo Amadi and Arian Springs, whether it's how they competed, their positioning, what did you notice maybe in the area of improvement?
You know, it's the first game of the season. You know, they're playing UC Davis, so it's hard to be up for that game. I'm going to be completely honest with you. You know, the coaches harp on it week in, week out when you play teams like that this week. It happens for almost every team. So those guys, I watched them, you know, the past couple weeks during camp, and they can play. They can get up in your face. They can play bump. They can play off. So they're good players. I just look for them to get more comfortable as the season goes on, and I think they'll be fine.
Obviously, a lot of eyeballs as we continue with Jeff Mail. Final thought here, Dakota Prukop. Seemed like even though we know he's played a bunch of college football, this is a different level. It seemed like he maybe took about a quarter and a half to get up to speed. What was your read? What was your evaluation of his performance?
Yeah, and, you know, that's the same sort of thing. The offense is always behind the defense in fall camp, so you're kind of battling an uphill battle against your own defense, going against the same guys since the spring and whatnot. So, you know, it didn't surprise me that it took a few drives for them to start moving the ball pretty efficiently. As far as Dakota, I think that he made a couple really nice throws and reads. You know, I think overall the tempo of the offense needs to be faster. That's the key to this offense, and I really think that they were moving pretty slow. And it looked like he was trying to make sure everything was really lined up and tidy, probably what he's used to in his old system. So, you know, just getting the pace going, getting plays in quicker, and getting first downs and moving the chains and really putting pressure on the defense is I think, the real key for him to be successful.
Former Duck Jeff Mail, now working for Mace Financial, your source for life and health insurance and employee benefits. Learn more, check him out online, macefinancial.com.